You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yes, it is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift, and we are live from Falcons training camp in Flowery Branch. I'm Allie Mack, still not wearing a raincoat. I'm not jinxing anything. Mike Johnson is here.
I actually see the sun. It's crazy.
Well, I see where the sun could be. I don't see it.
Okay,
I didn't know
we were going to get technical here.
But I'm just saying that it's not out yet. You can just see where it might be rising from, because there's a little bit of light gleaming. But it's, you know, it's only going to be like 72 by the end of practice today.
I'm sure you know, but that is Bo Morgan giving us the weather report now and where the sun could be at this moment in time.
Look, I do a lot of things, Allie. I give you weather. I talk about sports to you. I win races. That's just what I do. Yeah.
So it's funny you say that, because we're going to go in the huddle in a moment. But a few minutes ago, Maria was kind enough to golf cart us up to get some coffee, mm-hmm. get a little snack. We're on the way up there to the restroom. And, Mike, you stayed back. Make sure everything goes smoothly at the tent.
Yeah, I'll hold the fort down.
As soon as we hop in the golf cart, you know what Bo says?
Won a race last night.
Did Mike tell you what happened last night?
and what did you say?
I said, I'm surprised this hasn't come up on the show yet.
I did tell you what happened last night.
You did tell me.
Yeah,
you did.
It was one of the first things we
What happened last night?
You won a race, yeah.
I just won. I was dominant last night.
Look at that smile.
See, here's
got.
The thing. I want to bring it up, but I know that he'll talk about it for 5 minutes. So I'm like really, really careful. I'm like, I don't, you know.
No, I tell you, you if you can describe what happened perfectly, and I won't add anything to it.
No, I'm not. Go ahead.
All right, fine. I'll do it.
Yeah, that's what.
Yeah, it was fun, Allie. I was not. Mike won the pole, I think.
Yeah, I did. Did have a fast car.
A little surprising, but he wasn't very good on the start, so I had to go by him. I was dominating the early part of the race, and I had gotten with lap traffic and put myself a lap down, and had to race my way back and then race my way through the field, and I think I lapped what, almost half the field by the end of the race. It's pretty dominant. Well, Mike had you were okay, weren't you?
I did barrel rolls down the front stretch.
Mike got wrecked. Yeah. All right, it wasn't. I'm not gonna like pile jump on him. He got wrecked, and I hear some words that I can't say per the FCC, because you know
they won't let me be
me. Exactly. But I go
flying through the air. I go,
yeah,
help me, Oprah.
And he goes, well, race is over for me. I'm like, well, come on, Mike. I just got my lap back. He's like, I'm being towed.
Yeah.
And I was like,
okay. I'm on my roof.
Because we were at Iowa where they were Sunday. And it's a eighth of a mile. Not eighth of a mile, but it's 0.8. So it's just under a mile.
So
it's a short track, basically.
You guys have points for the season, correct?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Who's in the lead at this point?
Oh, I'm sure he's smoking me at this point.
I'm in between him and I.
Yes.
Me. But I'm not in the lead in the league.
Okay.
I'm in second place, I believe.
Okay.
With the second most wins on the season.
Well, congratulations to you, Bo. It was basically the first thing Mike said to me this morning was that you won last night.
I said Bo's probably going to be in a good mood.
Yep.
I was like, it'll be a good. I said the good thing is Bo's going to be in a good mood. He won last night.
To put a bow on this, pun intended, this was a more fun race for me to win because I just dominated. But I wasn't as cheesing as I was the first time I won in the series. Like the first time I won, and I just couldn't. I was so pumped because it was a long time coming.
Mm-hmm.
Today I was like, yeah, I should have won. I should have won like four other times this year. So it was a little bit disappointing that it's only my second win.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Congratulations.
Thank you. Moving on.
Let's go in the
huddle. This is what I was worried about. This is my nightmare.
All right. So ESPN is acquiring the NFL Network and other National Football League media assets, including Red Zone. So I've been a part of companies that have been acquired before. Sometimes it goes well. Sometimes it doesn't go very well. What is your take on this?
Like I said, I understand it from a business perspective. It makes a lot of sense. I hate it from a consumer, you know, standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
I like having both of those options. I like what the NFL Network brings. On the days that I get a chance, or I'll watch a rewind of Good Morning Football clips or something like that. They've got a good product. I don't want to see either side of this become what the other one is. And hopefully they can keep each other's at arm's length and keep that relationship as far apart as possible.
In the last year, ESPN has in some way acquired two of the better products in sports programming. The Red Zone,
mm-hmm.
and the NBA Tonight. Is that what the name of the TNT show was? Dylan,
yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Charles Barkley.
Inside the NBA.
Inside the NBA. Ernie Johnson. They've acquired two of the better sports entities that we've ever had because the Red Zone is phenomenal. And I do not see how they do not destroy them because that's what they do.
Yeah, I was going to say.
They will flood the zone with their agenda of their personalities. And they want to do things their way, and there's no way they don't screw this up. And it just pains me because I've always been an ESPN guy as far as watching it, and it's tailed off, but there's no way they don't do what they do to everything else, which is ruin things.
I know, and you know what, it not only stinks as far as a consumer of NFL stuff, but I if you're a baseball fan or a fan of some of the other sports that they don't cover as much, it's only going to get worse when you start when you start having the crossover money and things like that, they're going to be less likely to cover things that you want them to cover that are not the two mainstream things they do, which is the NBA and the NFL.
Well, that's the thing for me is they have, because of their new rights still with the NBA, it's helped them. They push NBA so heavy from like late September when I think camp and stuff's going on until middle of July. Almost to the point where they try to overshadow football during football season. They can't, but they try. How are they going to handle that? Because it's now conflicting interests, right?
Yeah.
More than ever.
I can't remember the girl's name, too. They also, you talk about picking up properties that they think are worthwhile. They hired the girl that was the Penn State, the one that does all the TikToks and the Instagrams for Penn State. I can't remember her name to save my life. Keeney, I think, might have been her last name.
Mm-hmm.
But they've made her, a digital for them as
Katie
far as
Feeney.
Katie Feeney. She's done a lot of things that people will notice on Instagram. They hired her here recently. So I don't know. I miss the days of Baseball Tonight and RPM Tonight. Call me old fashioned. I love those shows, and you're just not going to ever see that kind of product again from ESPN.
It had the two.
The two, yeah, because it was on the deuce.
Yeah.
Well, moving on, the NFL has suspended Vikings wide receiver Jordan Addison for the first three games of the season for violating the league's substance abuse policy. That does affect a game with the Falcons. It's Chicago, Falcons, and the Bengals.
Good that it affects a game with the Falcons. I hate this for him. I hate that I don't hate that he's being punished for something he shouldn't have done. But I hate that he was that point in his life, and I hope he's learned from that lesson. That said, this is the worst thing ever for a rookie what is essentially a rookie quarterback in J.J. McCarthy, who there are questions about how ready he is to start this season as the starter. I mean, Diana Rossini was talking about it yesterday on a national radio show about how a lot of people feel like they're hyping him up, the team is, to make him seem more ready because he's not.
Yeah.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And the other thing is Justin Jefferson already has a little bit of a hamstring issue, so he's not throwing to him in camp right now. I will say this. Let me just bring Falcons fans around on this, and I think most people realize this. We've had, as Falcons fans, a little bit of luck over the last couple of years missing some of the more elite players on the schedule. It is what it is. I mean, the Micah Parsons of the world and things like that. We've already talked about week one against the Buccaneers. Won't have Tristan Wirfs, Chris Godwin. Now you're starting to get into Jordan Addison of the world. Justin Jefferson, like I said, has a hamstring right now. I'm sure that he'll be fine by the time it comes to week two. But you start going, man, Jordan Addison, what do you have, three touchdowns against us last year? It's like, oh, okay, I'll take that for right now. It stinks for him, like you said. It's bad news for the Vikings fans, but good news for us.
Works out for us. All right, so Browns rookie quarterback Shedeur Sanders, he is expected to start Cleveland's preseason opener against the Panthers.
Let's see. Pickett's still dealing with stuff, right?
Yeah.
Flacco is the starter.
Presumptive starter right now, yes.
Gabriel's dealing with stuff.
What's he got going on?
He's got like a hamstring or something.
Okay. All right.
And Pro Bowl quarterback Snoop Huntley is just signed.
Right.
So I would expect Shedeur to play the first half and Snoop to play the second. It's smart because, remember we were talking about yesterday, why would you sign Snoop? You're going to take reps away from Shedeur. Maybe some of that was to play in that preseason game.
Because sure.
If they don't know what Gabriel
gotta
is.
Got to have an emergency option as well, and those kind of given the circumstances.
But I think it's an opportunity for Shedeur to kind of prove what he understands in the offense and that he can go out there and execute. And it doesn't matter who it's against.
It's not just an opportunity. This is the opportunity. Like, this, Shedeur will never get a better chance unless he shows out. We'll never get a better chance to show up again as far as the quarterback. I mean, you go out and you play well and the operations are well and good things like that. You start, you know, kind of getting more reps in these situations. But if it doesn't go well and you're a fifth-round draft pick quarterback, things can go south in a hurry. So he's got to take the bull by the horns given this scenario and step up to the plate.
Well, we got to pause on In the Huddle. We'll do part two on the other side because we have more stories about smelling salts, Travis Hunter. Those are two different stories there. Plus, we've got mic'd up on the way. It is Which One Wednesday. So think about this. Which elements would you rather brave here at Falcons training camp? Extreme heat, like 100-degree days, or rain, like we've been having all week? Think about it. We'll talk about it next with The Morning Shift, live from Falcons training camp on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.